Hey TWA, this is Siren. It's been a while since I posted on Backstage, but I wanted to share something with you guys. Something that's kind of been, well, not on, I guess, on my heart, but something that I've just been really wanting to just share with you guys because I've been feeling really uninspired lately, and I was reminded of why I do what I do, and I kind of wanted to share that with you guys. So, if for those of you that haven't maybe talk to me or didn't know. Last month, I went on a tour with my sister, which was really amazing. Got to go to a lot of really cool places. And one city that we went to, when we went there, it flooded back so many memories to me of a previous musical adventure that I did in that particular city. So when I was in college, I was part of this touring choir that toured around and we performed a cappella music. And we mostly went to schools and nursing homes, concert halls, whatever. Wherever we were invited, we sang. And so, this one place, we went to this nursing home for elderly people that most likely were to be gone within a month. Week, the year, we didn't know how long they had. But anyway, we went there and sang for them. And then at the end of each show, we always ended with the Irish blessing. So for those of you that maybe don't know the lyrics, some of them go, "May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always at your back." Yeah, it's just a beautiful kind of a blessing, something to leave with them. And what our choir teacher would do is that he would tell us to kind of disperse and go out into the crowd and find somebody and lay your hand on them and just as a way to bless them. And that's what we did. And so as I went on the crowd, I laid my hand on this elderly lady who, she was beaming from the previous music and put my hand on her shoulder and looked around the room and saw everybody else was kind of dispersed around, and then we started singing. And it was the most amazing musical experience I've ever had. The part in the song that really got to me was, "And until we meet again, and until we meet again, may the God who loves us hold you in the palm of his hand." And that part really got to me because I was probably never gonna see these people again. These beautiful, beautiful elderly folk that were just so thankful that we were taking time to sing for them. Some of them probably don't even have family that visits them ever. So the fact that we were there singing for them was just really incredible. But not only that, it was just the bond that we all had together as we were singing and enjoying this music together as we were singing it. It was really, really inspiring. And so when I was in that city, that really sparked that inspiration to me. And recently, when I was going through my choir music that we were doing this year, I stumbled upon the Irish blessing because we're singing it again this year. And then it made me think about that. And I was listening to a recording of it, and it just, all those memories flooded back, and those chords and the dissonance and the way that the music is arranged. I remembered that moment. I remember laying my hand on that woman, and I thought, like, man, I wonder if she's still here. Probably not. But in that moment, we shared something that, no one else will experience in all life, And maybe it sounds weird to you guys. I don't know, but it was just one of the most amazing experiences of my life to be able to use my gift to bless other people. And lately I had been feeling burnt out because I didn't get into the school that I wanted. I'm not teaching at the place I was this year because there's not enough positions for me. So I've been feeling pretty lost and kind of like, why am I here doing this lately? And that was just a really, really wonderful reminder of the reason why I do music is for those moments when it seems like there's no hope and it's the darkest moments of people's lives, they're at the end of their lives or whatever. Music is something that we all can appreciate and it can bring beauty and joy and grace to people. And I get emotional just thinking about it, just because music definitely saved my life. It helped me become the person that I am today. And Without music, I sure wouldn't be who I am. I wouldn't be confident. Probably, honestly, wouldn't be posting on GWA. As crazy as that sounds, I don't think I would, because I wouldn't be as confident to be able to just be myself. So, I guess what you can take away from this is, what are your passions? What is something that you love to do? Go out and do it. Life is so short. Life is really short, you guys. I mean, life is long, but at the same time, it goes by so fast. It goes by so fast. So those things that you think, oh, I can't do that yet because it's not, I don't have the time, I don't have the money, I don't have the energy, do it. Just do it. What do you have to lose? Money is temporary. Money is fleeting. It just lasts for a moment and then it's gone. You could be a millionaire one day and you could be bankrupt the next. Everything is nothing really lasts. Everything changes. So go out and do those things now. I guess something else you could take away from this is, be grateful for every moment and know that where you are is where you're supposed to be, and that there's always a lesson in everything. So I guess you figure out what you're supposed to learn and help people and be gracious and be forgiving and loving and kind. And I know that sounds like a Hallmark card, and it's just like you're probably sitting there be like, what is up, Saturn? Like, why does any of this matter? Well, you know what? Maybe it doesn't matter to you, and that's fine. But I wanted to share this with you guys. For anybody, even if it's just one person that listens to this and totally connects, that's enough for me, seriously. So I want to just I say something really sweet and nice, and then I ruin it with the fact that I can't speak. Great, good job, Saren. So I just wanted to leave that with you guys, and I will leave you with just one voice out of the four voices that would sing the Irish blessing. I can't sing all four parts, but I can sing my part. I can play my part, just like you can play your part. So I hope you have a great day, and yeah, I'll let the music do the rest of the talking.